You know, you used to, they say, used to sell it in bulk in big sacks like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was telling you, we used to take those sugar sacks
mm-hmm.
and bleach all that printing off of it,
mm-hmm.
out of it, and make dresses and
mm-hmm.
clothes out of it in this adult education class.
Mm-hmm.
And but now they don't sell the sugar in bulk like that.
Mm-hmm.
They used to retail it,
mm-hmm.
and they would in turn take it out of those big sacks and weigh it up, you know,
mm-hmm.
when somebody'd come for it. When
mm-hmm.
I was a little girl and go to the store, you could buy as much as a dime's weight.
Mm-hmm.
They'd put it in a sack and weigh it and sell it to you.
How much would that be?
I don't know.
Two or three.
I don't remember now, but it would at least be almost, it would be about a third of a pound.
Uh-huh.
It'll be about a pound.
Mm-hmm. So how much?
They sell 5 pounds. Now you get it on sale for 59 cents.
Mm-hmm. That would be five?
5 pounds.
Uh-huh. A sweet spread you could put on toast or biscuits in the morning would be?
Jelly.
Okay. And what you have on the table to season food with?
Salt and pepper.
Okay. Say if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you to give me
an apple.
Okay. You say, it wasn't these boys that did that. It must have been one of
your boys.
Okay. Or it must have been one of
his.
Okay. And you say, well, he doesn't live here. He lives
over there.
Okay. Any other expression?
He lives across the street.
Uh-huh. What about over yonder? Did you ever hear that?
Oh, yes.
What's
over there, most times.
Uh-huh.
Over yonder means at another distance.
Uh-huh. Is it further away than just over there?
Yonder? Yes, I think so.
Uh-huh. You might tell someone, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Okay. And say if you have a lot of peach trees, you say you have a peach. If you have a lot of peach trees, you'd call that a peach.
Peach orchard.
Okay. You might ask somebody if that's his orchard, and he'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor. He'd point to someone else and say, he's the man.
He's a man responsible.
Or he's the man.
No, I didn't get that.
You ask someone, is this your orchard? And he'd say, no. And he'd point to someone and say, he's the man.
That's his orchard.
Okay. And talking about kinds of animals, some kind of animal that barks is a
dog.
Okay. If you wanted your dog to attack another dog, you'd tell him,
go after him.
Okay. What would you call a little noisy dog? Small noisy dog?
Rattan, I believe they call it.
Okay. Any other common names for?
Fife.
Okay. What about a worthless dog?
A worthless dog.
It just sort of hangs around the house or eats and doesn't ever do anything.
I don't know. They give those little old things so many names. I can't recall now any particular name.
Uh-huh. Well, what about a mixed breed dog? He'd be a
common dog.
Okay. Say if you had a mean dog, you might tell someone, you better be careful. That dog will
bite.
Okay. Yesterday
he bit.
Okay. And the person had to go to the doctor after he got
bitten.
Okay. Did you ever say dog bit? So-and-so got dog bit?
Well, I don't think it would be too much out of line. Dog bitten.
Mm-hmm.
He was dog bitten yesterday.
Mm-hmm.